がしていいとこあるけれど、ただ呆れたな嘘を聞き流していると、全世界が判別する。
Okinawan cumbia music. Yes, you heard it right. Those last two tracks were Latin-inspired music based in South Japan, the old Ryukyu Kingdom, now the Okinawan Islands. And that right there was an artist named, real name, Little Masta with Maximum Vibration. And that fellow actually just released a compilation bringing together a lot of the Taiwanese, Japanese, and other musicians who are in that part of East Asia playing Latin music. So, yeah, there's not just one band or two. There's a whole scene. And I can't exactly find out how or why this happened. But, well, you know how reggae is popular in all tropical islands? Well, same thing with cumbia, it seems. That's happening around the world. And, yeah, South Japan, the Okinawa Islands are very much subtropical, much warmer and more Caribbean or South American in climate than most of Japan, the main islands. So yes, Lil Masta with Maximum Vibration from his album Save the Children from Nuclear Pollution. Yeah, he speaks out a lot against the nuclear power plants and the radiation, and he's moved from north to Okinawa to escape radiation. And that track was Dama Sareta. So I think it was in the Okinawan language, but it could be in Japanese. But yeah, funny to hear Latin music in the Japanese language. Super cool, actually. And before that, we heard another Okinawa cumbia flavored band that plays reggae and dancehall and a whole bunch of other rhythms as well. They're called Ya Bastards. Yeah, with like the classic exclamation mark at the starting and end of the statement, Latin style, and the track G.I. Joe. So I imagine also speaking against the American occupation of Okinawa. Ya Bastards. And yes, well, before that, you heard something that was not Latin. It was, though, influenced from the West, just called Ryukyu Beatles. And yeah, they play Beatles covers on the folk instruments of Okinawa. And that was 8 Days a Week by the Beatles. Oh, so good. I'm going to give it to my dad. I think he's going to like it. All right, well, we're going to keep the music flowing. I got just a few few more tracks from Okinawa, including some hip-hop, and this duo next of two lovely young ladies who are Hawaiian-Okinawan mixture. They got ukulele, and I think they're both Okinawan, but just inspired by Hawaiian music. And yeah, Sanshin as well on this. So here we go. Some ladies, they're called Shura Mana, right here on Wandering Rhythms, CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby.
Keep 冷めた鉄の余熱だと感動 神様が人類に与えた使命、空地に満ち空海地上のあらゆる生き物の頂点に君臨し服従させなさい。今の子差別や戦争、地上から争いがなくなり世界規模の平和で満たされる時が来る。希望を持って、人格的な交わり、生き物自然すべてにおいて愛を持ちなさい。グローバルピース、リラックスエンタイ、灼熱の赤い酸素吸い込まれ努力してリラックスエンタイ。
Hey, hey, Wandering Rhythms right here, near the tail end of our special on the music of Okinawa. It's been beautiful, and a lot of respect to the Okinawans, still doing a very distinct thing down there. Maybe the Americans will eventually leave, and it'll just be Okinawans doing Okinawan stuff safely and freely. But yeah, first, oh, well, I've kind of stopped splattering words. You heard Cosmo Lassen, that was a hip-hop artist, and the track was called Earth. Before that, Udu and Platy mix in dancehall and hip-hop and a lot of other stuff. And before that, yeah, two girls mixing Hawaiian music with Okinawan sounds. They're called Chura Mana. And most of the stuff written in Japanese or Okinawan. Can't tell the difference myself, but hard to find. But yeah, we've still done a fairly good job of spanning the Okinawan islands. And one more piece of music by a group just called HY. They are, if this sounds crazy, a mix of hip-hop and punk music like no other bands I can think of right now. HY, one last piece of music from Okinawa. Much love to all humans around the world, Okinawans, Olympians, etc. This is Wandering Rhythm signing off. Till next week.
HY 魂具現化、さらに突き進み時代を進化、間近に迫る世紀末眼科、行こうか次の時代目指すさあ進もうか。これが本物じゃマジのジョークだ。最高と最強を入り混ぜて最高潮、タイムリズマニーをもっとにかましょう。常に前にあるものは金か、それを塞ぐものが革命か、間近に迫る世紀末感か。千年に一度の魂具現化、常に前進ってのが HY の精神、魂の力を振りかざし新しい時代を予言。 HY 曲げずに進むは信念、 HY の発想からなる存在感、発想を続ける活断に話を一生タイム時代を塗り替えろと思う。Go hip hop load up, HY 魂具現化、さらに実践に時代は進化、バスなり迫る世紀末感化、どうか次の時代目指した進もうか。 HY 魂具現化、さらに実践に時代は進化、バスなり迫る世紀末感化、どうか次の時代目指した進もうか。弾丸のように突き進む時代は進化、 HY 消化ボンネットを揺るがすベースオン全開、世界を震撼ヒップホップ万歳。ジャパニーズラッパーマジで幅広がす、マーズバカスタンテーブからイナスクラッチビートをキャッチ、暗闇から光る誇りのバッチ、常に変身ってのが H1 精神、カマシンの力振りかざす新しい時代を予言。 HY マジックに進むは信念、 HY の発想からなる存在感、発狂実験発散に話を一生タイム、時代を塗り替えろと思う進もう行こう。 Hip Hop Road HY 魂具現化、さらに実質に時代は進化、どうか次の時代目指すか進もうか。 HY 魂具現化、さらに実質に時代は進化、間近に迫る世紀末感化、どうか次の時代目指すか進もうか。
this is Bird Note. Juan Pablo Collazo is a nature recordist based in Colombia. Here, he describes how he uses a parabolic microphone to record a singing bird. Juan Pablo is blind, so he uses his hearing to pinpoint a small bird in dense vegetation.
I walk in without my headphones. I try to locate the sound with my ears. When I located that, I ask for my guide. The first question is really 100% dense, or there is a way to pass this row of trees to get closer to the source of the sound? And then they said, yeah, you can walk 3 steps to the right and you can go inside and get a different perspective. And then I put my headphones. When you use a parabola, you need to focus the sound. When the sound is focused, the volume of the sound really increases in the headphones, and you can get really sure that that sound is really 100% focused, and you can record that. In some situations, you need to target the parabola to the branch instead of the bird, because the sound is bouncing on that branch and is focused better than if you are going to target the bird.
Here's some of Juan Pablo's recordings on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
The staff and volunteers at CGSF wish you a jolly,
merry,
happy,
joyful,
fantastic,
exciting,
fancy,
magnificent,
remarkable,
special,
white,
sparkling,
terrific,
stunning,
festive,
and
wonderful
holiday
season.
Gotcha.
Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
When Nacinta Maygaras, who'd had a squelch, gave it all away, what does it mean to bear witness? The act of witnessing is also the act of universal acceptance. Giving is intertwined with wealth and abundance, depending on the reciprocal relationship one has with land and community. It is this ideology that has helped indigenous nations maintain sustenance for centuries. Following Thema Igara's performance at SFE Gallery in fall 2022, who had a squelch, gave it all away, guest participants were invited to recount the event in, as Igara's describes, a collective remembering, a truth about an experience. Listen as participants Tanya Lucan Linklater, Alisa Johnny Hawkins, and Mikhail DeAngeli share their witness encounters together in a conversation airing December 12th and 19th on Speaker from 10 to 11 a.m.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.